there's a purity that comes along with that ideology. Russell Kirk argued that all revolutions tend to eat their own children. It's a disgusting, obviously disgusting phrase, but I think it's a very accurate one. What the revolutionaries are trying to do is they're trying to destroy family, they're trying to destroy faith, but most importantly, they're trying to murder love. And that idea that we can create our own communities, that idea that we associate in families and churches and schools and communities, they have to rip that apart, because that's that aspect of history that's not allowing us to move towards the perfection. And so they have to rip down those small societies to get us to that element of a unified perfection. And it will be us versus them until we get to that. And we've seen that, where we see one radical not being radical enough. So even Robespierre is killed during the French Revolution. And of course, the irony of ironies is that the winner out of the French Revolution was the most conservative revolutionary of all, the one who mocked all the other revolutionaries for their purity. This was Napoleon, right? So there's an incredible lesson here that these Puritans, and I mean that not in the sense of Christian Puritans, but as ideological Puritans, they keep trying to purify themselves to the point where they outdo one another. And in the end, they have to eat one another. They literally are killing each other.